At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It was Halloween night 2012, and while the streets of Rome, Italy buzzed with costumes, candy, and chaos, something far more chilling than any mask was unfolding just outside the city in the quiet lakeside town of Anguillara Sabazia. 16-year-old Frederica Mangiapelo was dying, alone on the dark, silent shore of Lake Bracciano. By morning, her lifeless body was discovered by a passerby. There were no screams, no obvious signs of violence, no suspects. At first glance, it looked like a tragic accident, or perhaps a natural death. But what no one knew yet was that a murder had taken place. And the truth wouldn't come from eyewitnesses or confessions, but from microscopic plankton and the work of the world's leading bug whisperer. This is the story of Frederica Mangiapelo, a case of betrayal, silence, and violence that would only begin to unravel with the help of one of the world's leading forensic entomologists.
It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
Hey, MU crew, it's Melissa, and I want to welcome you to MU Minis, where every Friday we cover big crimes in a fraction of the time. Our full-length deep dive episodes still air every Tuesday, and our theme this month is covering badass women fighting for justice. Be sure to hit like and subscribe so you don't miss out. Now let's get into this week's mini. Frederica Mangiapelo was young, vibrant, beautiful, and just starting to carve out her path. She lived in Anguillara Sabazia, a peaceful town about 20 miles northwest of Rome. That Halloween night, she left to meet up with her boyfriend, Marco De Moro, who was a few years older and, by many accounts, possessive and controlling. But Frederica never came home that night. Marco claimed that the two had had a fight at a nightclub and he left her at a supermarket to find her own way home. He swore to the police that he was nowhere near the lake. By morning, her body was found along the lake's edge. No torn clothes, no blood, no signs of a struggle. And so, police leaned on the simplest explanation. Maybe she had a heart condition. Maybe she fainted, drowned, died quietly. The initial autopsy seemed to support that theory. Other than a dislocated shoulder, there was no obvious trauma. No sign of sexual assault. Case closed, right? Not quite. Federica's family knew something was wrong. They described her as healthy, strong, and terrified of water. There was no reason she'd be out there by the lake in the middle of the night. They pushed for answers and demanded a deeper investigation. Finally, the case landed on the desk of someone who would change everything, Dr. Paola Magni, our MU Badass Woman of the Week. Dr. Magni is a forensic biologist and entomologist, originally from Italy and now based in Australia. She specializes in using bugs and aquatic life to solve crimes. Think real-life CSI, but with flies, worms, and yes, algae. Dr. Magni had been quietly revolutionizing the field using diatoms, tiny microscopic algae that live in freshwater, also known as plankton, to determine if a person was alive when they entered the water. And it just so happened that an officer of the Carabinieri, Italy's military police, who was assigned to Frederica's case, remembered Dr. Magni's research and reached out to her. Dr. Magni examined Frederica's tissue samples. What she found was the turning point in the case. Diatoms were present in Frederica's lungs and bloodstream, which could only mean one thing. She was alive when she went into the lake. Frederica hadn't collapsed and accidentally rolled into the water. She had inhaled the water and the microscopic organisms in it as she died. Dr. Magni also discovered the same type of plankton on the clothing that Marco had worn the night Frederica died, proving he had lied about not being at the lake. In December 2014, based largely on this forensic evidence, Frederica's boyfriend, Marco De Moro, was arrested and charged with aggravated voluntary manslaughter. Prosecutors argued that the couple had gotten into a fight, as they often did, and Marco, in a rage, threw Federica to the ground and held her head underwater until she stopped breathing. In 2015, he was convicted and sentenced to 18 years in prison. However, in a disgusting miscarriage of justice, the sentence was later reduced to 14 years on appeal. Italy's highest court upheld the conviction in 2017. Without Dr. Palamagni, this case may have remained a tragic mystery, but her science, her deep, methodical work with organisms too small to see, gave Federica a voice when she could no longer speak for herself. Today, Federica's family continues to fight in her memory. Her uncle Massimo wrote a book about her life, and the home where she lived is now a community support center, a safe space for women in crisis. If you or someone you know is experiencing intimate partner violence, there is help available. You can start by texting BEGIN to 88788. Please consider sharing this story. It helps spread awareness, honor Federica's memory, and remind others that science, persistence, and truth can bring justice. That's all for this week's MU Mini. Tune in on Tuesday for our next full-length episode. And until then, stay safe, stay curious, stay unscripted.